which talks about three important councils which are established under the Consumer Protection Act, namely the Consumer Protection Council or the Central Consumer Protection Council, the State Consumer Protection Council, which we call as SCPC, and the District Consumer Protection Council, DCPC, at the district level. We shall now look into the composition, the constitution, and the meetings of these three councils. The Central Consumer Protection Council. The members shall be constituted by the central government, not exceeding 35. The minister of the state is also wherein the deputy minister shall be the chairman, the vice chairman of the central council. The minister in charge of consumer affairs in the central government shall be the chairman of the council. There shall be two members of parliament, the administrator, the representatives of the central government, the registrar, the secretaries in charge of consumer affairs. There shall be representatives of consumer organizations, wherein these representative members, as regards consumer organizations, are required to put forth any kind of grievances they may have before the council, as well as the registrar and two members of parliament are to be forming a part of the constitution of the CCPC. Now, coming down to the meetings of the Central Council, normally there shall be one meeting which is held every year. The time, the place, and the date of this meeting is decided by the chairman of the council, who shall lay down the procedure from time to time. Wherever the chairman is not available for the meeting, it shall be conducted by the vice chairman. And in the absence of the chairman and the vice chairman, a senior most member shall conduct the proceedings of the meeting. In the course of this meeting, there shall be groups which are called working groups. Now, these working groups look into specific issues as regards any areas of consumer affairs which cannot be discussed in the normal course, shall be actively discussed by the working group, and they shall put their findings before the CCPC. The conveyancing or and the charges for official and non-official members today is around 2,000 rupees as far as sitting fees are concerned, and local members shall be paid conveyance charges as regards proceedings of this meeting. The objects of the Central Council are the sixfold objects which we have already seen under the Consumer Protection Act. The right to be protected against marketing of any kinds of goods or services which are dangerous or hazardous to life and property. The right to be informed about the quality, quantity, potency, purity and standard of both goods as well as services to protect the consumer against any unfair trade practices. The right to be assured access to goods as well as services at competitive prices. The right to be heard and assured that consumer interests will receive due consideration at appropriate forums, and the right to consumer education. We now move into the State Consumer Protection Council, which is a body established by the state government to look into the affairs or protection of the interest of the consumer at the state level. The constitution consists of a minister in charge of consumer affairs in the state government, other official or non-official members prescribed by the state government, not exceeding 10, nominated by the central government, and one council shall be there for each state. Meetings, the procedure shall be the same as I have already said in the CCPC, and there shall be two meetings per year. Objects are the sixfold objects as laid down in the Central Council to promote and protect within the state the rights of consumers. We now move into the last area, Section 8A talks about the District Consumer Protection Council, which shall be a body established by the state government in every district. The members, the collector of the district shall be the chairman. Such number of official and non-official members representing various kinds of interests. It could be the women category, it could be any kind of consumer departments, any kind of representatives of agriculturists, farmers, any kind of community whereby they have any issues as regards goods or services, their complaints are sought to be entertained. As prescribed by the state government, the meeting shall be not less than 2 per year. The objects are the same as the Central Council to promote and protect within the state or the district the rights of consumers. Thank you, my friends. I think we have now understood the constitution of the three major councils, namely the Central Consumer Protection Council, the State Consumer Protection Council, and the District Consumer Protection Council, which are the three bodies which enable every consumer to be hearing grievances as regards any areas which adversely affect them. Thank you very much.